The coalition says the state is moving too fast in an effort to further privatize the W-2 program. The counties say they haven't been given enough time or money to advance their own proposals to keep control of W-2. Some counties already use private companies to administer the program, but Kaleem Kerr, president of the Urban League of Greater Madison, says providing these services shouldn't be done with profit as a consideration.
Why isn't it good? It's not good because we know that the level of investment that could be made in the community will not be made. And it's absolute truth. I don't know a for-profit entity out there that says, you know, we want to do this because we don't want to make any money.
Kerr says the idea that private companies may be more efficient is a myth. He says whatever savings they realize by having fewer employees will be converted to profit. Department of Children and Families Secretary Eloise Anderson, however, is defending the process. She says counties had plenty of opportunities to provide input. Anderson says they are not being rushed.
Historically, the counties and the private vendors have only been given 4 to 5 weeks to do an RFP. We gave them double that time.
Anderson says if counties have been running W-2, then the things they need to include in their proposals should already be in place. She says she has no plans to alter the timeline. I'm Noah Evshinsky, Wisconsin Public Radio.